As the visit period of the transfer portal reopens, a familiar face may be popping up on the plains.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy New Year. Happy dadgum New Year. You made it. If you're listening to this, you made it to another year, 2025, and I hope it's going to be a good one. Hoping it's going to be a good one for the Tigers. The visit period for the transfer portal opens back up. And you're going to start seeing a few more prospects start trickling in. One of them, very familiar face. And then you got another intriguing prospect that should be showing up here pretty soon as well. I think Auburn would love to go ahead and close and put a bow on this particular position group. But before we jump into all that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 50% deposit bonus, whatever you give them. They're going to give you 50% of that back. So you give them $100, they're going to give you 50 back to play with just by using that coupon code, and it's free play. So it's risk-free money. You don't lose anything if you lose your bet, but if you win, you get it. So definitely take advantage of that. All kinds of sports that you can get dive into. You got college basketball going to be right in the meat of the conference season coming up here on Saturday. And then it's going to be just about every single day. So a lot of fun. Check it out, mybookie.ag. Very familiar face. Could be visiting Auburn very soon, maybe as soon as even tomorrow. Jeffrey Imba, the defensive lineman that signed with Harsin. I don't know if you remember, he had the whole commitment video that kind of came out after the fact where – they're all in his house and he tells Harsin he commits, and they have this very awkward embrace for an extended period of time. But he was the guy we were all excited about. He was kind of the crown jewel of that class. I think he was the number one JUCO defensive lineman. This JUCO ruling, it just has given him another year now that he can take advantage of. And he came in and he had, very limited production in his first year. And there was some issues with there's some medical issues. I don't want to go too much into it, but there were some medical issues that kind of kept him from being able to, perform at an optimal level when he was here. He goes, I really honestly think it could have been figured out if he would have stayed through the transition of to a new coach. But obviously he was a Harsin guy, so he was going to go look elsewhere, and then I think he honestly got some really bad information from agents. I think he kind of thought he had Miami that could be a landing spot right away, and obviously that didn't work out, and he ended up at Purdue, where he put up pretty decent numbers for 2 years. He put up pretty modest numbers, was a decent player for them. He played, 600 snaps last year. He was definitely in the rotation. He was definitely somebody that they leaned on. Didn't have a ton of tackles, but you don't typically have a ton of tackles at the defensive line position. Had a really good game against Indiana. Had several good games this past season, and then just so whatever the little hindrance was that kind of kept him from being able to reach his full potential at Auburn, seems like he may have gotten that figured out, so to speak, a little bit, or at least a workaround to be able to make it work. Auburn really loved this film from last year. So I would expect, he's put out that he's going to visit. I would think it may be as quickly as tomorrow that he shows up on campus. You don't need Jeffrey to be an All-American. You don't need him to be that guy. You just need a guy that you can get in the rotation that there's not going to be a huge drop-off if you got to get some snaps out of him. And boy, oh boy, there's no more physically impressive person on this roster than it would be if Jeffrey Emba comes back to Auburn. And that would be a cool story in and of itself. But yeah, there's no more physically impressive person. He's 6'6", 305, 310, something like that. And it is solid. It's a solid 305, 310. Like he looked like his moniker on Twitter is Thanos, and he did look like Thanos. I mean, he's just built very, very well, very, very long. And he's a guy that, and he doesn't have a lot of football experience either. So he's a guy that, like, if everything were to click, you're talking about NFL frame, NFL measurables, NFL traits. But can he just put it on the field? Can he put it on the field? I think that's going to be the biggest key. And I think he would really help kind of, I don't want to say complete, because there's still some other stuff you got that you may have to look at, you may have to add, but he really fills multiple roles, in my opinion, because I think he could play nose and I think he could play outside as well. When I say outside, just move over to that, you know, Philip Bleedy role on that defensive end. I think he could do multiple things, kind of maybe what you were expecting out of TJ Lindsey. I think Jeffrey can do that and give you some good quality depth. How cool of a story would that be? If a guy comes to Auburn, there's a coaching change, he goes elsewhere, has some pretty good success elsewhere, but comes back to Auburn and gets to finish off here. I think that would be a really cool story. I think he'd be embraced if he were to decide to come back. I'm trying to think of some guy. There's not many guys that would be left over from when he was here. Zeke Walker is one that I can think of. But other than that, it may be like a whole fresh start for him at Auburn. I just think that's really cool. That'd be a really good story. And again, I think he's coming to Auburn soon, maybe as soon as tomorrow. I think Auburn wants him, and Auburn would push for him to add him to this class. And I think that would be something that would be great to help bolster the depth of this defensive line group. So let's be on the lookout for that. Now that the visit period's open, I think he'll be showing up here soon, and hopefully Auburn can close the deal. If that's who they want, hope they can close the deal and get it done. Another very intriguing prospect that I think is on deck for a visit very, very soon, maybe as soon as like Friday or this weekend, is Chris Murray from Sam Houston State. Chris Murray is an edge. I've been saying Auburn needs at least one, maybe two interior defensive linemen, and then one more edge to add to the group. Don't need a guy that's going to be somebody that's multiple years. You really just need a stopgap just to kind of help ease these younger guys in and not have to have Kieron Crawford play, you know, every single snap. And Chris Murray may be that guy that fits that role. He's from Sam Houston State, who just recently, you know, upgraded to Division I. They're in, I'm not exactly sure what conference they're in, but he is a very intriguing prospect. He actually signed with TCU. He redshirted in 2021. Then he transferred to Sam Houston State after that first year, and he has had a lot of success. He's had a lot of success there. In this past season, he had a great year. He had 8 sacks, 24 hurries, just a really, and that's in, you know, 12 games. So a really good year. He is, if you put any weight in PFF rankings, he would have been one of the higher rated players on Auburn's team, should that rating, if it were to translate over to the SEC. So a lot of talent, 6'4", 255, and super long arms, like super, super long, which is big, because when you're that pass rusher guy and you have to be able to have separation between you and the offensive tackle, and that first punch, he's got the length to be able to create that separation to get around the edge. I watched a lot of watched a lot of highlight films of him and breakdowns. He could not only be just a depth piece, he could be a player. I think he could be a player at this level. He's got all the traits that you ask for. He's got all the traits that you look for when you're talking about a pass rushing edge. He's got the size. He's got the length. He's got the speed. He's got the aggression. He's got it. Now, can it move from that level to the SEC? That remains to be seen. But I think he's got all the tools to be able to make that jump should Auburn add him to this class. And that's another one that I think there's not a lot of other edge prospects. I think there were some guys that they thought may jump in the portal from these most recent games, and they haven't yet, or they just decided to stay. So Chris or Chris Kelly or whatever, I'm not sure what he goes by, probably Chris because that's what is on his profile. But yeah, he's available now, and I think Auburn wants to get him in here soon to get him evaluated. And if they like him, I would imagine they'll push and go ahead and try to end it. So those two guys, definitely I'm on the lookout for. I'm definitely on the lookout for them to be on campus here pretty soon because the dead period, and technically it's open today. So you could have visitors today, but it being New Year's, probably not. Probably start coming in tomorrow. And I think these two guys are going to be at the front of the line as far as getting them in and getting them closed. So we'll see. There are probably going to be some other names that pop up. You got a ton of bowl games today. You had a ton yesterday. Should those teams, they have 5 days now. Those guys have 5 days from those teams to enter the portal. So there could be some new names pop up today, but I got my eye on those two for right now. But we'll see. Things can change as new names are added. So we'll see what happens there. I think Auburn's getting close. You get these two guys, you're close to completing that defensive line room, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get your custom portfolio analysis absolutely free. It's a $1,500 value. Doesn't matter what current setup you have. It doesn't hurt to have a second look, and Ford Stokes is the guy for that. So tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. I know he's watching basketball, fired up. He texts me all the time, watching recruiting, fired up, talking all the time. You can make a great Auburn friend in Ford Stokes. And you know that your money will never go to Alabama's NIL, which I think that's a good safety that makes you feel safe about where your money's going. So, there you go. So check him out, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. If you add these two guys to the defensive line, I think you're pretty much done. I think you're done, and I think you're very excited about the potential of this 2025 defensive line, maybe just kind of picking up where you left off the year prior. I mean, you're going to have Keldrick Falk, who's going to be at the top of every single NFL draft board. You're talking big-time NFL prospect. He's got one more year, and we better maximize it, and we better enjoy it because this kid's going to be a star. He's going to be a long-time NFL player. You get him back. Obviously, he's the cornerstone, the leader of that defensive line. But to me, not very far behind him is Malik Blockton, who was so good as a true freshman that he ended up breaking into the starting lineup. He started off the season as a situational starter in certain packages and certain situations. Then he became more of a full-time role guy, like a full-time player, a full-time starter. And he had a really, really good year. So you right off the bat, you get those two guys who are all SEC level, maybe even All-American level talent on the defensive line. And then you got Bobby Travis, who is going to be a senior, but I guess technically he'll have another year after that because of the JUCO ruling. So he could have 2 years. He's one that this is, to me, why the JUCO rule is so good, because he's a really good player that's a JUCO kid that took a little bit to acclimate to SEC football. And now he's an SEC player, and he's got some years left now that he can show it. So I'm very, very excited about him. Zacchaeus Walker, who feels like he's been here for a decade. Zeke Walker signed with Gus, but he's another one that last year showed flashes of being, again, as time has gone on, he's gotten better and better, and he's got one more year to really show himself. And I think he's going to have the opportunity to play really good minutes, play really good snap, get a bunch of snaps, and be a really good defensive lineman. And then the big one that you saved, these are all returning guys that I'm talking about. The big one that you saved is Amaris Williams, where he's listed as an edge, but he's like 265 pounds or you know, and he could be even bigger, freakish athlete. So he's going to be sort of like a utility guy. I think he could play edge, but I think he could also play on the, you know, on that interior a little bit, on that, in that defensive end role. You have so much young talent to me. This could be a very, very fun defensive line group. And then you throw in some of the new guys you're bringing in. Obviously, you're the big portal entry that you got that you're feeling really good about to be able to plug and play right there in the middle is Dallas Walker, who's going to be a I think he may only have 1 year to play when he gets here. But signed with Texas A&M, went to Western Kentucky, had a very, very productive year. I mean, or maybe he's an upcoming junior. He may have 2 years to play. But a guy that can play that nose tackle, that true 300-plus pound plugger right there in the middle. And then you got your freshman class. Gosh, this freshman class, Jared Smith is absolutely ripping it up. He's listed as an edge. He's absolutely ripping it up at the Under Armour All-American practices right now. Just winning one-on-one after one-on-one against the best tackles in the country. So, I mean, this kid could come in and play right away. He could be a factor right away. And then, obviously, you got Malik Autry, Antonio Coleman, Jordan Crawford, who I think is going to be one that's going to be in the rotation early. He could almost be a backup at nose right now. I mean, dude is just incredibly strong, already has the frame and build to be able to play that true nose already. And then Darian Smith, the late addition on signing day, the flip from Tennessee, who's, you know, a great player in his own right that has a lot of different he has a lot of flexibility, a lot of abilities to be able to play multiple positions on the line. You just got a really good young line that's going to be here for a while and is talented. So if you can harness that and put the results on the field, I mean, you kind of got it made here for the next couple of years. Obviously, you'll lose Keldrick Faulk this year, but you got guys just as highly rated coming in right behind him. So the defensive line's close to being finished. If you can add to these two guys, I mean, that's just these two guys. Now, again, other names could show up, but if you could add these two guys, you have a very solid defensive line group ready. That's going to be an SEC, an SEC force, a force in the SEC as far as production goes from the defensive line. I think you got a really good chance to be good along that defensive line and keep that momentum on the defense going, man. You had a really good year last year. Let's keep it going. It seems so often that Auburn has like flash in the pan type seasons out of one side of the ball. I think there's something brewing here on the defensive line, on the defensive side, that could keep rolling, and it always starts up front with the defensive line. And I love the direction of this defensive line. So that's all we have for today, guys. Celebrate, have fun, relax, enjoy your day off if you have a day off, and we'll talk again soon. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe, and we'll be back again tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.